If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. And of course, most of you know, because it's Friday, we could talk about just about anything you want to talk about. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Current events, theological issues, church issues, questions, comments, announcements. Yeah, like I said, we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about. I have an update on what's going on in the Mount Carmel situation here in Columbus. And I said this months ago, this is going to go on for years. It's going to be a long time before this is over. And I am anything but an expert, but in my completely non-expert, my mind just went blank, non-expert view, I'm not sure that Mount Carmel, as it is currently constituted, is going to survive. I don't know. But anyway, I'll have an update for you on that in just a moment. A brand new poll indicating the percentage of people who identify first as Christians and then as evangelicals. There's bad news and there's some good news in that report. Very important case out of Texas that we have been following. I've got an update on that. But before we get to any of those stories, I have such good news. I have such good news for you. If you were listening yesterday was Bible League Day, and we had a very unusual situation where we had two matching grants on the table. One from Bible League itself, a national donor contacted Bible League and said, we will match every dollar that is given. But then we had a local business owner who said the same thing. Now, the local business owner wants to remain anonymous, but they said, we will match every dollar up to $6,000. So I told you yesterday, every dollar you give will actually be tripled. Just so unusual. And I asked you, I begged you to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online to thewordcolumbus.com. And if you were listening right at 6 o'clock when we signed off, we were getting very, very close to $6,000. Now, why was that so important? Because that's what the matching grant was for here. And I wanted to make sure we took advantage of every penny of that matching grant here locally. When we went off the air, we were at like $5,800 and some dollars. We were just knocking on the door of $6,000. I mentioned to you, hey, folks, go home, pray about it, call tonight, go online. Boy, you sure did. Right now, you ready for this? I was praying that we would reach $6,000. As we begin the program today, we're at $7,870. $7,870. Isn't that incredible? That means, I just did some quick math, and with a matching grant and each Bible, and by the way, they're $5. $5 provides the printing, the shipping, and the distribution of Bibles to persecuted Christians around the world. I did some quick math, and because of your generosity yesterday and last night, about 82,000 people are going to be impacted with God's word. It's because of yesterday. About 82,000 people are going to be impacted because of your generosity. Yesterday, we were knocking on the door of 6,000. Right now, we're knocking on the door of 8,000. And folks, I honestly believe this. I believe we can hit $10,000 today. We're at $7,870. I believe that God is going to speak to several of you who didn't have the opportunity to respond yesterday, and I believe we can hit $10,000 today. I believe that. Let me give you the number, then I'm going to get into the stories, and no, we're not going to spend all day on Bible League. I'm going to mention it a few times, but I believe that we can hit $10,000 today. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I've got the call center up on my computer. I'll be able to tell you when gifts come in. I'll be able to keep you updated. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Pray about it. Let's hit $10,000 today. It really wouldn't take many of you to respond, and I would imagine that there's probably somebody listening that could pledge $1,000, a couple $500. All right, here's the number, and then I'm going to move on. 800-YES-WORD, and I can't wait to see who's going to be first today. There's always somebody has to start it. And I can't wait to see who's going to be first today to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or the first to go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Bible League tag. Thewordcolumbus.com, click on Bible League. I can't wait to tell you who's going to be the first one today to start it. All right. It was announced late last night that three Mount Carmel pharmacists who either approved or failed to prevent large doses of pain medications from being administered to 28 near-death patients are facing the potential of fines or minor misdemeanor charges, according to the Ohio Board of Pharmacy announced late yesterday. Now, I'm not going to read the names. I have the names here of the pharmacists involved. I'm not going to do that because innocent until proven guilty, but, and again, I'm not an expert on anything. In fact, in some areas, I'm just particularly dumb, and probably in the area of pharmacy and pharmacists and their liability and so forth, but I find it bizarre that these overdoses resulted in death. And the charges are potential fines or minor misdemeanors? When people die? Now, it seems to me, an outsider looking in, that this is gross negligence on the part of the pharmacy department at the hospital. In the documents released yesterday, the pharmacists were accused of either failing to ensure all the hospital's policies and procedures were followed when powerful drugs were administered, or failing to review drug orders after they were placed. The documents also allege that one pharmacist failed to alert supervisors that he approved large doses of fentanyl after the drugs were administered to the patients. And then parenthesis, all of the patients died. We had people dying because of enormously unusual amounts of painkillers. And if found guilty, potential fines are minor misdemeanors? I don't know. Maybe somebody who knows the industry far better than I do can explain to me how this could be considered so minor. I don't know. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. My number to get on the air is 877-BOB-LIVE. But I'm hoping and praying I'll go to the call center and see that callers have called 800-YES-WORD and made a pledge to the Bible League. 800-YES-WORD. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, here's breaking news in the political world, although it's not a surprise at all. John Kasich, former governor of Ohio, has just come out publicly supporting the impeachment of Donald Trump. I don't think many people would be surprised by that, but that's breaking news. And where did he break this news? CNN. It is beyond me why John Kasich would hitch his star to the most unreliable, biased news network in America. I don't get that. I don't understand it. But anyway, that's breaking news. John Kasich now says, because of a press conference yesterday, he now supports the impeachment of Donald Trump. Oh, my. And I've got some other information about that that I'll share with you a little later in the program. I have this poll about... from the Pew Research Center on the number of people that identify as Christians or evangelicals. I'll get to that in a moment. Let me pull up the website for Bible League. Now, it takes a few minutes for me to get the report, but right now, nothing for today. So my question, who will be the first to start us today by calling 800-YES-WORD 800-937-9673. I believe we can make it to $10,000 today. We're at $7,870. Every $5 purchases a Bible. Actually, there is still a matching grant on the table. Every $5 provides two Bibles. We're at $7,870. I believe we can get to $10,000. I mean, we had almost $8,000 come in yesterday. So I don't think it's asking too much. It's obviously not asking too much of God. I don't think it's asking too much of you. We had almost $8,000 come in yesterday. I'm praying for $2,000 today. Who will be first? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Before I go back to the stories of the day, I've got Jack in Worthington on a Friday afternoon. Jack, welcome. How are you today?
Fine, Bob. I got a question.
All right.
You know, my reading in the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
I come in there, about baptizing for the dead. Now, what do they mean by that?
Well, of course, the Mormons say that you can be baptized for dead people, but if you look at the context, it simply means being baptized as one that is dead. Baptism is about death, burial, and resurrection. When a person is baptized, they are painting a picture of death, burial, and resurrection. So you are being baptized as a dead person, and when you come up out of the water, you are coming up as a person that is resurrected. When I baptize someone, I always say buried in the likeness of his death and burial, raised in the likeness of his resurrection to newness of life. That's what it's talking about, Jack.
And that sounds better.
Well, you're the only group that interprets it as the Mormons do are the Mormons. And to interpret it the way, Jack, I think the easiest way to understand this is the Bible never, ever contradicts itself. All right. If you are to interpret that portion of Scripture to indicate that after someone dies, you can be baptized for them in their place, well, that directly contradicts much of the rest of Scripture. So if your interpretation contradicts the rest of Scripture, you have to assume your interpretation is wrong. But the Mormons don't do that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out. That's what you said makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Let me tell you a humorous story, this true story. This has been probably, 20 years or so ago. I was in California visiting my family. And I was flying back, and when we got on the plane in L.A. to come back to Columbus, there was a young man sitting next to me, and I made small talk. I said, hey, how you doing? He says, I am exhausted. I said, really? What have you been doing? He says, I've been baptizing. I said, excuse me? Well, he explained to me that he was a Mormon. And he went to some genealogy site and got the names of like 100 of his dead relatives. And he went to a Mormon temple and he got baptized for all 100 and so. And he says, I am just exhausted. And I tried to explain to him that that's not what Scripture says, but he was not listening. But he had been baptized for over 100 people. Down, up, down, up.
You're breaking up, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. And I'm running out of time, Jack, but thanks for calling, and that's a fascinating question, and I'm glad we could talk about it. Thanks, Jack. Hey, I'm going to pull up the website. I'm going to refresh my browser, and I'm hoping that someone has started the Bible League giving today. 800-YES-WORD. I believe we can make it to $10,000 today. We're at $7,870. Would you call 800-YES-WORD?